No, for me, whatever that is still very much so here. But I'm curious what's happening on your end.
For me, it felt very much like a softening, like softening into expansion. Like there was so much contraction that I wasn't aware of, which somehow for me the alchemy mainly happened like in the lower chakras, or almost like in this in the bowl somehow, the hips, the hip era. But it was like the softening and expansion there somehow. There were lots of these cross reactions, almost like the heart era and the shoulders also. It's a softening, but it feels like a very like a liquid softening almost, especially in the hips. Like it's somehow floating outwards and just whoo. And very, yeah, expansive in a growth kind of way, or nourished way. But very, it felt, well, it feels very invigorating and at the same time centering. Thank you.
As you're speaking, I can, it's like that part's coming alive now. Feels really good. Yeah, it's kind of an energy that I could just sit and swim in.
And it somehow feels like the energy is itself is not swimming but liquid, like it's somehow, yeah.
But I wanted to do that Tree of Life practice. It keeps coming up in different spaces and really powerfully. And you brought in tree today, and it was clear we got to go into that. Hey Susan, I see you. If you're there.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry, I had trouble logging in.
Oh
Yeah, I had to, it wouldn't take my password, so I had to reset it, and it led me through this whole thing of resetting it and then verifying it. So just had, well, I was in this loop for a little bit.
no.
Yeah. It's okay though. It's all right.
Welcome. Yeah, we have a small circle today. We're kind of flowing a little differently. We just did a practice. But it's funny that, I don't know, I'm always in the like trusting when, who's here, and yeah, when people aren't here for the whole time. It's just, it's interesting, and you popping in now with very similar energy to that which I had this morning. I like to simply call tech hell.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah. Merritt and I just did a practice, and Susan will send out the recording so you can go through the practice afterwards. But of a tree of life sort of practice, and that grounding into roots and opening up to the heights and being the tree of life. You can kind of feel into it, lean into it as I'm sharing it. But growing those deep roots in a very embodied way, experiencing those roots descending from self down through earth into earth. Growing those deep roots, connecting into earth, connecting you to earth. It's a very common practice in our circles, these roots that connect us to ground, that connect self to ground. And from this space, it'll connect us all to each other, connect us to all living beings, connect us to all of life here on planet Earth. Then from this grounded space, this ability to simultaneously open. Maybe opening from the crown, opening up from heart space, but opening up to those heights or that light up above. Whether that's in the form of sun, open blue sky, maybe golden or white sparkly light. That light up above that so readily radiates down through the crown, down into heart space, down into your whole body. And getting to play with the way that energy and the depths, that connection to earth rises up and starts to weave, starts to dance with that light that radiates down from above. Where in self does this meet? What happens when it does? Maybe it's in your whole body, maybe it's in a particular part of self. We're working with the way this meets in heart space. We are working with the way this meets in lower chakra areas. But a moment here to be with this and maybe it's the same place for you. Maybe it's different now. Where in self does this energy want to lead you? Let's just stay with it. Stay with it for another few moments. Maybe it stays in one place. Maybe it moves. Maybe it expands. Maybe it brings you deeper into one part. And ask if there's any last thing to unfold. Letting it start to come to an organic close. And returning to, you know, breathing your whole body. Breathing your whole body, breathing your whole channel from root to crown. Feels to me like even if it feels subtle, there's something quite profound here that we just built up. This breathing your whole channel. No way to sort of expand this, no way to more fully embody this. And as you do, sort of bringing back that tree of life, those roots connected to ground, those branches connected to the sky above, breathing your whole channel here. And on your own time, sort of coming back to your physical body in the room you're in, finding your feet on the floor, your seat in your chair. Back to the screen.